Hello everybody, I thought I'd put together a quick demo for the custom action that I've put in Dropbox that enables you first to switch your item to the next take and then to apply track slash take effects to that item as a new take. Because the workflow is perhaps unconventional and I thought some audio examples would illustrate it rather well. So basically the thinking behind this is that some effects have random elements. Reverbs have random modulation in them. Some LFO based effects such as flanges and phasers don't reset the LFO every time you stop and start the project, so it's different when you play from a particular point. And also you have effects like spectral hold and ambience, which allow you to freeze things in time, or at least that's what it sounds like. If you save out that project and close it and reload it, you're not going to have that sound that you froze, and it's going to be very difficult to recapture that because you'd have to freeze it in exactly the same place to get exactly the same character. So apply track slash take effects to items as new take is useful for taming things like this that can't be tamed with many other workflows, certainly not with sub-projects or anything non-destructive. Because obviously if you're working on a project and you're trying to fine-tune it and things sound different every time you play the project through, it's going to be impossible to mix properly. It's going to be impossible to make any creative or craft-style decisions because you're going to get volume fluctuations and all kinds of things. And also, sometimes the randomness that effects produce is really good. You like all the variations and you want to capture them before they disappear. So you can capture a rich palette of variations of the same kind of sound and then sort of group them together and alternate between them. And this is particularly useful for game sound design, where you need a lot of variations of sounds to make things sound organic. It's useful for creating sort of vocalization style effects and so on. It's also useful when you're running Reaper in an unstable configuration, as I am now. So if you're running very resource-hungry effects that keep crashing your computer, I'm at the moment running an effect called Manipulator, which has a pitch tracker in it, which is designed to work with non-polyphonic material. So when you feed it polyphonic material, the pitch tracker gets confused, which is very good for musicians and sound designers. And the even more interesting thing is that it doesn't get confused in the same way every time you feed it the same material. The disadvantage is that it is resource hungry, and I am running it because this is what my brief requires, at 192 kHz with an i5 processor while simultaneously recording with another instance of Reaper, and it doesn't like that very much. Why don't I run it at a lower sample rate? Because Manipulator is one of these effects which sounds different depending on the sample rate you run it at. The calculations must work differently depending on the sample rate you pick. And so as I speak to you now, I've actually had to attempt to load Reaper 3 or 4 times because it keeps crashing. So I have here a swinging hinge which I've slowed down. It sounds like that. When you feed it through Manipulator, it sounds like this. Or it sounds like this. Or it sounds like this. Really good robot morphing sort of transformer type sounds, I think. So what I want to do is I want to capture all these variations, pick the best ones, and perhaps fine-tune them. Now, I had some other effects applied to this, some saturation, a phase delay plugin called Disperser, some other things which I can't even remember now. I've actually taken them off. I've saved that instance of the project as a snapshot because they don't need to be applied to the item as a new take because they're not random. I might as well do this process in the least destructive way possible. So I'm only going to be applying Manipulator to this item. So I highlight the item and I press Y, which is the binding which I've selected for this action. Now, the first action in this chain is switch items to next take. Well, there's only one take in this item, so that doesn't matter. It will try and switch to the next take and it will fail. But we'll see why that action is so important in a minute. So it's applying now. Okay, so if we bypass this effect now, we have the effect applied. So it doesn't sound anything like the squeaking hinge anymore. It sounds like our robot morphing effect. But you'll notice that it cuts off abruptly. Now we can fix that by simply growing out the tail of the item. I don't want to do that yet because I want to apply a few more variations. And this is where the first action comes in, switch item to next take. That's necessary because if we reactivate this effect now, we unbypass it, it's going to be applied not to the original source, not to the swinging hinge, but to the strange effect that we've produced, and it's going to sound very different. Here's what it sounds like now. Well, it's so low now, in point of fact. It's been so changed that we can't actually hear anything. Oh, there we go. There it is. So, what we need to do is we need to switch back to the original take first before we go looking for another variation. And that's why I've changed these two actions together, is so that you can make your first variation and then you can switch back to your original take and then you can apply a new variation of the effect. So if I press Y again, it'll do its application thing. I can bypass it. And yes, it cuts off, but it sounds very different to this. And now we'll grow the item out just so you can hear what the full effect would sound like. We'll move the right trim. It sounds like this. So we have the fade out. And so it's very important to make sure that you have a take effect tail of the appropriate length designated in preferences. Because I do a lot of work with convolution reverb and so on, I have my take effects tail set to 20,000. I don't know if Reaper even allows you to have tails up to 20,000, but it allows you to enter that value in the edit box. So I've gone for a 20-second tail on my take effects so I can grow this out as much as I want. I'm now going to undo that because I'm going to undo that growth of the item because even a different length item will cause the pitch tracker to behave differently, it would appear. What's also interesting, another good application of this is if we get back to the original take, if we reverse this take, manipulator will actually behave very differently. Let's hear how it behaves now. So dramatically different stuff, and there's going to be stuff in here that I can use. So I can, you know, apply track. I can do this again. And again. And again. Very quickly, I've created multiple variations of this file, and it's so much quicker than pressing T isn't too bad to switch items to the next take. But you have to go Alt-I, cursor to the right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or 11 up, or you have to go 20 down. So it's a pain in the neck, and it's really slow if you want to do these multiple variations. So hopefully you found this useful. I hope that you're able to do something with this custom action. I hope you enjoy it. Happy variation making. or randomization taming, however you want to use it. If you do find this helpful and you want to buy me a coffee or something to support me, I'd really appreciate that. No pressure at all. If you do want to do that, then go to paypal.me/jmacleod. That's MACLEOD. Stupid spelling of a name, isn't it? If not, then do let me know what you think of the action. Do pass me some comments somewhere, email me on the list or privately or whatever. And I'll see you soon with another custom action or something else entirely.